Increase your abundance mentality in 2016.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast designed to help you maximize the outcomes you desire, to get peak performance out of your life, to enjoy more love, passion, and abundance. It's all here. And thank you so much for tuning in. We've been bringing you this podcast since 2009. Here we are, January 2016. We are absolutely delighted to be bringing you this podcast. And listen, we were just talking about this morning. It appears, as we counted up the number of podcasts that we have planned, that we will end up providing you about 250 podcasts, close to 300 podcasts in 2016. That's Monday through Friday, minus a few holidays, minus a few vacations for yours truly. You're going to have a podcast every single day that's designed to empower your life spiritually, magically, mentally, financially, in every possible way. So today, we're talking about abundance mentality. I think that's so important to start off the new year with an abundance mentality. So how do you build an abundance mentality, especially if 2015 wasn't a great year for you, or if 2014 wasn't a great year and you've had a couple bad years? 2016 can be your best year ever. But here's the good news. Even if you had a great 2015, you can have a better 2016, and you know you can. You know that you are not maxing out or anywhere close to it. Okay, so here's what you can do. Number one, uncover your scarcity mentality beliefs. All of us have a scarcity mentality in certain areas of our life. I have a client right now, and she will do anything and everything her boyfriend tells her to do because she's scared of losing him. And she doesn't realize that that behavior is causing him to move further and further away. Scarcity mentality is an absolute cancer on your abundance mentality. But you have to know what you're afraid of. What are you afraid to lose? What are you afraid to be without? Fear. Fear is the enemy. Fear is what will destroy your abundance mentality in 2016. So write down your scarcity mentality. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of being without that. I'm afraid of giving up my regular 9-to-5er because I won't have a regular paycheck that comes in every Friday. Write it down. You've got to invert that scarcity mentality. What I mean by invert it, you've got to take whatever its inner sentence is and turn it around into a positive affirmation. It's that simple. Number two, focus from the time you get up to the time you go to bed on abundance and prosperity. Abundance, abundance. I have an abundance of water as I'm taking a shower. I have an abundance of energy as I go through the day. I have an abundance of health as I work out at the gym. Focus on abundance. Never focus on what you don't have. Don't say, well, you know, I don't have a new car, or I don't have a new office or a new desk. Don't focus on that. Focus on what you do have and the abundance that you do have, and then focus on the abundance that you are creating in your life. That's exciting. It's exciting because I believe 2016 is going to be your best year ever. Number three, get organized, get hyper organized, get super organized, get micro organized for peak performance. Ah, did you hear what I said? I'm not talking about getting organized just for the sake of getting organized. I'm not talking about separating your pencils, the blues from the whites from the reds, unless it improves peak performance. When you are organizing yourself, your question that you should be asking yourself over and over and over again is, how will this increase my peak performance? How can I use this increased organization to increase my peak performance, to take me to a new level, to help me get more done in less time and have more energy afterward? You're going to do well in 2016. I know it. Number four, listen to audiobooks and podcasts daily on wealth creation. I was just listening to a 4-star general who's now retired, but still has a hellacious workout, personal workout schedule. And he has 2 audiobooks going at all times. He has 1 going while he shaves every day. And he has that little player in his bathroom. And so every day when he's shaving, grooming, doing that kind of stuff, he's listening to that 1 audiobook. And he says the average book will take about 6 to 8 weeks to complete because he's only listening to it for short periods of time. The other book that he's listening to, he's going through much faster because he's listening to it when he's driving. He's listening to it when he's working out, and he works out for 90 minutes a day. So think about that. For 90 minutes, he's listening to this audiobook. While most people have got the music jazzed up, this guy's learning. This guy's improving. This guy's sharpening the saw. You see what I'm saying? One book he's getting done in 2 weeks. Another book he's getting done in 6 weeks. They're on different schedules, but he's constantly feeding himself positive, abundant, uplifting, empowering information. And, you know, that goes with podcasts too. I like the audiobooks. I like good podcasts. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, by all means subscribe, because we're here every day. And if you are a subscriber on Blog Talk Radio, come the middle of January, we're going to send you a free gift, a free link to a special audio program that's going to blow you away for 2016. It's literally going to make 2016 more organized and more empowering for you. It's going to help you make 2016 your best year ever. But we're only sharing it with those who are subscribers on Blog Talk Radio. So be sure and subscribe. Okay, next. I say it every day. What do I say at the end of the podcast? Pay it forward. I want you to make a promise to yourself that every week, in some small way, you will pay it forward. Get in the habit. You know, Christmas may be over, but the Christmas mentality doesn't have to end. Pay it forward. Be the guy that people say, you know, he's generous, he's giving, he's loving, he's caring. She's just a wonderful human being. She emanates light and energy. She smiles when there's no reason to smile. She makes me feel good. She's always paying it forward. Be that person. If you want to attract light, you've got to become a beacon of light. Number 6, think win-win in every situation. Think synergy. Synergy is where I have an idea on how we should do something. My wife has an idea on how we should do something. My idea may be, as Stephen Covey says, leave the window open. Hers may be to have the window closed. But there's a third way. The third way might be to put an air conditioning unit that can allow us to adjust the amount of air that comes into the room. That's synergy. It's where 1 + 1 equals more than 2. It equals 3 or 5 or 10. When two people put their brains together and both of them are winning, both of them are getting something out of it, both of them are prospering from the transaction, and they're sharing ideas together, and they're coming up with ideas, and they're bouncing them around, the result is greater than the sum of its parts. Think win-win. Think synergy. Finally, every time you experience a loss, or what I call a hard challenge in life, there's an opportunity. Some of these opportunities are absolutely painful. You know, I'm thinking about people that have lost a child due to a particular disease. Wasn't it John Walsh, I think it was, who lost his daughter to murder? And from that tragedy, he was able to build the largest network, public network, for tracking down, you know, murderers and rapists and all these kinds of people, America's most wanted. Out of pain, out of inner turmoil and struggle, came something very rewarding and beautiful. And I don't know how many thousands of criminals have been caught because of America's Most Wanted. But had he never gone through that experience, and I'm not suggesting that the experience was good. I'm not suggesting that in a heartbeat, if he could, you know, snap his fingers, he wouldn't have his daughter back and trade it all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that every time you're faced with pain or with a challenge, there's an opportunity there waiting for you. Look for it. Look for that opportunity. Now, say these words. In 2016, I am going to manifest the money I desire. I am attracting it. I'm creating it. It is mine. I am going to live an abundant lifestyle filled with love and joy and happiness and excitement. This is my year. This is my time. And you know that it is if you choose to make it so. This is our first podcast of the new year. I'm excited. I mean, we only have about 299 more podcasts to go for the year, but I'm absolutely excited to be bringing you these podcasts. And we hope you'll subscribe. We absolutely are grateful for you sharing these podcasts on Facebook. And we always invite you to visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Pay it forward now. Have an incredible day because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.
What if you could employ the astonishing wisdom, power, and secret knowledge of the ancients to attract anything you want? What if the synergy of ancient wisdom combined with modern mind technologies could be yours to attract incredible wealth, unstoppable love, and extraordinary health? What if you could receive all this and more through a powerful system of one-on-one mentoring called Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching? Now you can claim your 30 minutes of free Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Miracle Mentors Rachel and Robert Zink help people all over the world to save their marriage, return lost love, make more money, start a business, save a business, enjoy good health, increase personal power and confidence, and live the untold secrets of the law of attraction. There are now limited miracle mentoring openings available, so visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your free 30 minutes. One gentleman has raised over $2.5 million in less than 2 years for a scientific research company. Another client has increased his income from $35,000 a year to $150,000 annually. A businessman in Brazil saved his failing business after his partner walked out and is now making big money. One lady saved her marriage after being separated for 3 years. Clients all over the world are saving their relationship or marriage. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching now. Save your relationships, find your soulmate, attract wealth and prosperity. Do it now. Remember, there is no attraction without action. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com today.